Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7. We are broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That goes for our over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also for our FedEx, our UPS, and our bulk mail haulers trucking along tonight. If you're in Texas, they're having a problem. I know that. And our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel where it needs to go. Plus our Amazon warehouses and our Amazon drivers out there. Be careful out there in the highways, please, where it's icy. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter, all as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. That's how you find us on those sites. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out. And our next guest, Denise Simon, has got a link there. You can click on that and you'll go right to her website, founderscode.com, right off that page. So there you go. And speaking of which, here is Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Yay! Yay! Yippee-yo, cow patty! Yay! Okay. All right, thank you very much, boys and girls. All right, there they go. They're going back inside. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Yes.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United, States of America, and to the Republic,
for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty,
and justice,
for all.
And we do emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, you're going to be the first woman I've had a chance to ask this question to. Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley has announced that she's going to be running for president. Now, I'm not surprised. I said this a few days ago that this was going to happen with all the information we had, and apparently she's going to make it official on the 15th of February. What do you think?
I was expecting it, but I'm not a fan. So, all right, you know, let's have see her make her case, and I think that, you know, it'll be okay, but she's not on my short list of those I'd like to see in the Oval Office.
Well, I think she, you know, somebody said she's running for vice president. That could be true. I don't know.
But she could be picked up as that by a nominee. But, you know, I still don't know why she resigned from being the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations.
You and me both.
Mm-hmm. there was no reason to, and I don't like quitters. But anyway.
Now the Texas GOP Governor Greg Abbott is cracking down on illegal immigration by creating a new position called the Texas Border Czar. Now, this is to stem the overwhelming flow of migrants at the U.S.-Mexican border, and he actually appointed a former Border Patrol guy to the position.
I think this is more of just a gesture than anything else. I'm fine with it. It's kind of like now we have a czar against a czar.
Yep.
And we have the first czar is absent. But, you know, this administration, as many times as Abbott has reached out and called or sent letters and everything else to this White House, not one time has there ever been a response to Governor Abbott.
Nope.
Not one.
Nope. Mm-mm.
And I see where a lot of other, people of whatever titles, have reached out to the White House for one reason or another, and there's virtually no response.
Right.
So I'm fine with the czar. I don't know if it has any necessarily extra powers that will make a difference, but it could be that this is somebody that is just going to be at this absolutely full time. Or Abbott, has got other things in the state he certainly has to run. So I'm fine with that.
Mm. Joe Manchin yesterday has jeopardized Joe Biden's plans to go after everybody's 401k and do a little taxing. He said, nope, ain't going to happen.
If there's... this administration is really going after everything they possibly can.
You bet.
It's not only the 401ks, but, we still have this $600 thing that's happening out there.
That's
and,
right.
They said they weren't going to do it, but I don't believe it.
Starts this year on the tax return this year.
And, it's how they monitor stuff.
Yep.
Even if you don't have a transaction for income, but if it's for something else,
yep,
they're still watching it. And I don't like that.
Okay, hold that thought, folks, and we come back more on the Captain's America Third Watch with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
And I am talking with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Talk to her every morning at this time. And this segment is always brought to you by Geico, Geico Insurance. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they've been saving people money for more than 85 years. Currently, they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 26 million drivers. Now, you can go to the Geico website, G-E-I-C-O, and get cost comparisons. So the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. You bundle that in there too. That'll save you some money. But where you really, really, really save money, serious money, is when you bundle your homeowner's policy, your renter's insurance, or your condo insurance through Geico. That will lower your premiums immensely. And you'll find out when you check it out. Now, you can do it on the website, geico.com, or you can go over there and find out where your local agent is and do it that way. Whatever works for you works for them. So, geico.com, geico.com. Go over there, check it out, and see how much money you can save. All right, back to Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Good morning again. Hello, hello.
Good morning.
Now, our governor yesterday, Ron DeSantis, was in the news for a couple different things. First of all, he's calling for a congressional investigation into the AT&T DirecTV decision to drop Newsmax.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's got a lot of people upset right now, and a lot of people are dropping DirecTV and going to Dish, the ones that have satellites. That's what I'm hearing. But he was in Bradenton, where he named Richard Corcoran the president of New College that was there. To take over. And Richard Corcoran, of course, is the former director of education for the state of Florida, as well as a former state
representative.
Representative.
Yep. And I think that's a pretty good move there. We'll see how that works out.
Are they renaming New College?
Maybe. Maybe. I haven't heard what the new name would be, but they said it's going to be the Hillsdale College of the South.
Well, Hillsdale has been working very, very closely with DeSantis.
Yep.
I've seen some of that from their emails, and I'm really good with that. New College started off as kind of a really liberal art school many, many years ago. I remember its first campus. So it's had a couple of iterations. But, yeah, I'm good with that.
Yeah.
Hillsdale College of the South, I like that one.
Yeah, there was nothing more liberal than New College after a while. It did not start out that way, but it sure went that way.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yep, and now they've turned it around again, so we'll see how that works out. Some people aren't happy, but hey, too bad, so sad. Majority rules, and that's what's happened there. Now, Congressman Matt Gaetz has agreed with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's removal of Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell from the House Intelligence Committee, but he's undecided, that's his words, not mine, he's undecided about a push to remove Ilhan Omar off of the Foreign Affairs Committee based on the matter of her anti-Semitic comments in the past.
I saw that. So there are now a handful of Republicans that seem to not have an issue with her staying on the Foreign Affairs Committee. I'm not sure I know what's behind this, but it may be a means to have some kind of connective tissue or an inroads, not only what is happening in her district back in Minneapolis, but also, you know, they tend to say follow the money. And I believe that she's had a lot of political contributions from organizations that are pro-Palestinian and whatnot. So that could be some kind of a backdoor type issue, and maybe that's behind it, but I don't know. I don't have a use for it.
Now, there's another brouhaha that's stirring right now about the FBI quietly searching the Penn Biden Center back in mid-November and not saying anything to anybody.
Well, they're not going to say it, but the White House didn't say it, and so that's where, you know, it's a lie by omission. And, you know, that into itself is going to be a real problem. And we have no idea what they collected. We have no idea how long that search was. We don't know if there was a subpoena. It doesn't appear that there was a subpoena. I guess the question is, why wasn't there a subpoena? If there wasn't one,
mm-hmm.
You know, they found some documents, and then a week or so later, 2 weeks later, they decided to go in and do a full search. That's not kind of the same thing that they did to Mar-a-Lago, is it?
No, hell no. They went in there and tore the place up.
Well, there you go. You got two different systems happening here.
One for the Republicans and one for the Democrats, because the Democrats can do no wrong.
Mm-hmm. It all started with Hillary, because they didn't do any of that to her.
No, not at all. And by the way, I wonder if they've asked Obama politely to inspect and see if he's got anything, because Jimmy Carter came out and said he had documents.
Well, Obama's not going to. Remember, everything of his, he said, that's stored and sequestered. Because it's going into his library. So it's kind of like that seems to be the procedure, the repository, which is, you know, why haven't they done the University of Delaware when it comes to Biden?
Okay.
Or maybe they have and they haven't told us.
Yeah. And they didn't have anything.
Yeah.
As it turned out.
They do. No, Delaware does.
Yeah. Now, right now, and this is really weird, the White House has said they're outraged by Exxon's record profits. By the way, they helped create them.
Well, you know, when the when the federal government has to buy oil to go into the reserves, or they have to pay for the oil in order for it to go to some foreign country, who do they think they're buying it from?
Yeah. Yeah, Standard Oil of whatever. Or whatever they, what's your name of, what is
Exxon.
It? Yeah, Exxon, exactly. And the other, they've got a foreign company, I forgot what the name of it was, but anyway, it may come to me before.
It's just a subsidiary.
Okay. Now, a former Putin speechwriter has predicted there's going to be a coup next year against Vladimir Putin.
Nah.
We've heard this before, I think.
It's not going to happen. I know that there's a lot of people within his orbit, within Putin's orbit, that are not happy with what is happening there, and most of them are oligarchs. But there won't be a coup. I mean, that just wouldn't happen. Even if he, if it did happen, you still have Sergei Lavrov and you got Medvedev, so you know, you got the trifecta of people there. So no, it won't happen.
Now China is going to be giving, not selling, giving the Taliban armed drones because they've got a big problem there with ISIS.
Yeah, imagine that. And what did we keep hearing after we left Afghanistan? We have over-the-horizon abilities.
Yep.
Yes. So, armed drones seem to be the go-to thing now, huh?
Yeah, they do.
And where are they coming from? Iran.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, they found themselves, Iran found themselves a weapons niche, and they're making a lot of money at it.
I'm glad you mentioned Iran, because Iran reportedly has sent several of their warships west.
To?
Okay, some of them have apparently wound up either in Cuba visiting, or they're on their way to Venezuela.
Yeah, they're not there yet.
Mm-hmm.
The other place is Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Iran has always had a lot of influence in Venezuela and Cuba, but not with Brazil. Now, why is it Brazil? Well, remember, they've now really elected a communist who's a criminal when they got rid of Bolsonaro.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Well, you have yourself a good day, and remember, get ready for Phil, Punxsutawney Phil, tomorrow.
All right.
All right. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there. Check out all the great articles that she has over there and become informed with what she writes about. FoundersCode.com. Denise Simon. I'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News Update. New York Attorney General Letitia James is trying to put sanctions on former President Trump and his legal team. That's for his pending $250 million fraud lawsuit for denying facts they previously confirmed, among other issues about his court filing. James' team will also ask a Manhattan Supreme Court judge to rule in decisions that would make it harder for Trump to fight against her civil lawsuit. A bill that would ban the sale of assault-style weapons in Rhode Island is being introduced. Violators would face up to 10 years in prison or be fined $10,000 and guns would be seized. Democratic Governor Dan McKee says the state is ready to enact the ban to keep communities safe. New reports say FBI agents searched the Penn Biden Center offices in mid-November after initial discovery of classified documents. The FBI searched the location after President Biden's lawyers found several classified materials from Biden's time. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, it is time for our Military and Veterans News Report, brought to you as always by the National Aviation Academy. Find them online at naa.edu, that's naa.edu, one more time, naa.edu. Go over there, check them out, see what they're all about. In the meantime, they're going to tell you right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now it all starts by going to the website and checking out the National Aviation Academy. If you don't already know where they are, where their campuses are, and haven't stopped by to see what they're all about, then you need to go to the website naa.edu, that's naa.edu, and check them out. And you'll notice that there are two locations. One in Clearwater, Florida, which is down here in Florida, on Tampa Bay. I'm over here in the east side of Tampa Bay. They're over there in the west side of Tampa Bay. And the other one will be up in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just barely outside the city limits of Boston. So those will be their two campuses where you can check and see what they're all about. Now, when you get done doing that, ask to take the tour. You do that by calling them up at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Call them up at that number and ask to take the tour of one of those two campuses, either the one in Clearwater, Florida, or the one in Concord, Mass. And you'll be glad you did, because you'll be able to talk to not only some of the students, not only some of the teachers, but also the loan officers that are in charge of the money and helping you get a student loan if you need one. Now, if you're military, you're coming out of the military, more than likely, if you haven't used your educational benefits, everything will be taken care of 100%. So, you military guys and girls, you're lucky in that respect. Your education will be taken care of. Now, one last time, NAA.edu, that's NAA.edu, the phone number 800-659-2080. Call them up, ask to take the tour, and see what they're all about at one of their campuses. Now, the White House announced the nominees to lead the Navy in Asia and the Middle East. We told you about them yesterday. A couple of vice admirals. And, of course, their nominations will lead several of the U.S. Navy forces as well as some of the ground forces that are over there in those areas. You need to know that the Navy is the go-to service over there because of the fact that you got the ocean and all the stuff that's going on around there. Now, also, while active duty troops have been traveling up to the far reaches of Canada and Norway to get acclimated to fighting in deep snow and bitter cold, in January, members of the National Guard tested their cold weather skills on some of their home turf in northern Michigan in the Upper Peninsula. Now, keep in mind, they keep putting forth China as being the country that the United States is going to be up against within the next few years. And if that's the case, more than likely, it's going to be in the cold constraints of China, up in the mountains and whatnot. We'll see. Also, the U.S. Air Force has awarded Boeing a $2.3 billion contract for 15 more KC-46s. Now, the KC-46, known as the Pegasus refueling tankers, are the wave of the future for the Air Force. Not only do we refuel our own planes when they're up there on long missions, we also refuel our allies' planes when they're up there doing the same thing. Now, not to be forgotten about, the Philippines, one of our longtime military bases where we're back again. The expansion of some of the key Philippine bases is part of a broader push into the Indo-Pacific to buttress U.S. force posture, reinforce alliances, and deter China from any further aggression. Will it work? Probably not. But you got to give it a try, I suppose. Now, previously, secondary caregivers of the Marine Corps had received 3 weeks of parental leave. Now, those same Marines can take up to 3 months of parental leave. There's no big line or rush to do it, but we'll see. We'll see. Now, France still, ladies and gentlemen, has not ruled out sending warplanes to the Ukraine. French President Emmanuel Macron said that France doesn't exclude sending fighter jets to Ukraine, but laid out multiple conditions before such a significant step might be taken. And we get that. In addition, the NATO chief has urged Seoul to send military support to the Ukraine in the form of whatever they can afford to send. They say they're in urgent need of weapons to fight off the prolonged Russian invasion, which is currently taking place again, especially in the Donetsk region of the Ukraine. And we're not really sure what Joe Biden has done, but the Biden administration has yet to hold high-level discussions about arming Kiev with jets. This is coming from a U.S. military official. And they've been looking to get the F-16s. Don't know if they'll get them or any other aircraft from the U.S. The jury is still out, so to speak. Former Defense Secretary Robert Gates, by the way, said over the weekend that a lot of the U.S. military aid to the Ukraine could have been sent sooner, as in perhaps when he was Secretary of Defense. Maybe. We'll see. And, of course, a group of pro-Russian activists in Germany donated funds to a Russian army division fighting in Ukraine. And the money was used to purchase walkie-talkie radios, headphones, and telephones, according to an officer in the division. And messages, of course, from the group's organizer given by Reuters news agency. Now, the Pentagon is taking away another stab at opening the competition for the Air Card program. Remember those? Used to give you a card so you could make a call and use the card. A government credit card widely used to pay for huge military expenses like fuel, the phone, clothing. But they may not get it. They may not get it. No carte blanche for the military anymore, according to some of the sources, namely Congress. All righty, well, don't go anywhere. We're coming back with more here. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, will be right back with us. We're going to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Don't forget to set your calendar to join Captain Matt Bruce for Lunch with the Captain this Thursday at Nixon's Groveside Cafe in Bradenton from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Meet some great people, have stimulating conversation, and enjoy some great food. After all, Nixon's is the home of the Captain's Club. That's Nixon's Groveside Cafe at Nixon's Fruit Farms, located at 2525 27th Street East in Bradenton. Come on out and see the Captain, and we'll see you there.
You betcha. That's Thursday. We'll be there from 11:30 to 1:30. Look forward to seeing you and the gang. We have quite the crowd that shows up there. We've got a regular group there. Looking forward to seeing all of them again. Well, before I get to Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, I need to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, the Moss Acura dealership. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and of course, Acura. Their dealership's located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Moss Nissan, and they're there because they're there. How about that? Now, have you heard of the You Save, You Serve, You Save program? Well, maybe it's about time you do, because that means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether or not you're EMT or firefighter or police, sheriff, state police, whatever, and church pastors, too, get a great deal afforded to you on your motor vehicle at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Now, that also continues over to Moss Care, where you get free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. So that's Moss Family Automotive, Moss Acura, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, joining us right now, the Watchdog on Wall Street up there in the Northland. What's temperature up there today?
I haven't gone outside, but it's cooling off. Let me check right there. The neighborhood. Oh, it's snowing outside right now. It's about 25 degrees.
Okay, well, you've got freezing rain north of you from Poughkeepsie North all the way to the Quebec line, all the way up 87, and it goes over towards Lake Ontario, goes up 81, all the way up there to the St. Lawrence and over into Vermont. So that's what's north of you, so that's going to be a mess.
Yeah, here we're getting snow right now, and then, you know, Friday and Saturday it's going to be brutally, brutally cold.
Oh, boy. Now, the U.S. labor cost growth was the smallest in a year. Is that because of all the cutbacks?
Well, I'm sorry, what was the slowest? The labor what?
U.S. labor cost growth was the smallest in a year.
It's to do some of that. It's just because wages have gone up precipitously over the past year and a half. And it had a temper to some degree. I mean, it can't keep going up at that pace. That was one of the things that the Federal Reserve wanted to get in check was wage inflation. And it seems to be tempering right now.
Okay. All right. And, of course, here's something that I find funny. The White House is outraged by Exxon's record profits. Gee, the government caused some of that. You know how, don't you?
Well, again, you know, the price of oil goes up. You know, they're going to make more money on, you know, their investments. And again, Chevron was smart in divesting from some of its less profitable places to produce and became a leaner machine. You know, they failed to understand the Biden administration upset over a company that's doing well. This is a company that's in most people's pension plans. You name it, retirement plans, you name it. It's a blue chip. And, people benefit from this. This is the difference between this country and other places around the globe. I mean, you got oligarchs in Russia and the Middle East and all these places where they own all of this stuff. Anybody can go out and own Chevron. You go out and you buy stock in the company and you can collect a dividend and, make money off it. And the company provides a product that everybody needs to use, makes the world go round. Petroleum products are in almost everything. They're in plastic, your iPhone. I mean, it's involved in everything. It's a good business.
And where does the federal government buy most of their fuel from, their oil from on the world market? What company?
I don't even know that. I'm sorry.
Exxon, one of their foreign subsidiaries.
Mm-hmm.
So they're giving him the money so they can make the profits, and then they bitch about it.
Exxon's numbers were great as well.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's to be expected. But, again, Exxon and Chevron's numbers weren't great when we shut the country down,
sure.
Stupid, and drove oil to zero.
Yeah.
Again, they can get hit, too.
Yeah. Now, consumer confidence unexpectedly sank in January as the outlook for the future is questionable, to say the least, thanks to Joe Biden.
That's consumer confidence is a very fickle number, and I think a lot of people are still kind of concerned about what's going to happen next with inflation and what the costs are going to be. You know, plus you get a lot of, news stories out there about layoffs and whatnot, and this can definitely affect the consumer confidence numbers.
Well, we'll keep our eyes on it. We'll see what happens because it's another one of those barometers. Now, Biden has touted his $1.2 trillion infrastructure spending spree as he refuses the debt ceiling negotiations. He doesn't want to cut anything anywhere.
Well, I mean, we'll see their meeting today and what they're going to end up, what they're going to come up with. And again, I don't even know. Republicans really haven't put forward anything that they wanted to cut
right, or
to streamline. So we'll see where they come out of this today. And again, it's just stuff that's going to will affect the markets because people will be concerned whether or not there's going to be a debt ceiling issue or default or whatever you want to call it. So yeah, there's going to be a lot of eyes on what's happening in Washington today.
Now, according to reports, Elon Musk's Twitter is preparing to enter the payments industry. Elon Musk's aim of turning Twitter into an everything app would be moved forward by the ability to send payments and potentially a cryptocurrency along with tweets and DMs, directed messages.
Well, actually, that's where Elon Musk got started. It wasn't, you know, it was from Tesla. He first got involved in internet payments and services. That's where he first started making his money. So he does know a lot about this business. And, you know, if he feels that it's a, you know, he'll probably utilize some of the blockchain technology that's involved with cryptocurrencies. And again, if this guy will pull that off, he'll be able to do it.
Now, there are some mysterious people who bailed out the disgraced FTX boss, Mr. Sam Bankman-Fried, and they've yet to be named. And apparently, the judge in the case agreed that they should be named. However,
I'm waiting to see this too. I mean, I can't wait to see the crooks that are helping this guy out. I mean, there's some bad things going on. Again, more coming out in regards to how he tried to basically buy off the Bahamas, allowing the Bahamian citizens to take their money out and trying to get regulatory, benefits in the Bahamas. And it's just a lot of crooked stuff going on, without a doubt.
And while the U.S. District Judge Lewis Kaplan has ruled in favor of disclosing the names, he's also put his ruling on hold pending an expected appeal that's coming.
Interesting. Yeah, we're at a point in time where judges, you know, they're basically staying their rulings to see what's going to happen on appeal. Either you have confidence in your ruling or you don't. I don't understand that.
Well, none of us do. None of us do. You know, the oversight chair, Mr. Comer, has said he's ready to investigate anyone who is in business with the Bidens.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot coming out when it comes to the various different connections and where money was flowing. But again, this is how gross Washington has become. That's Ukraine. Ukraine is, you know, remember that television show with Regis Philbin, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Yeah.
Well, Ukraine was basically Who Wants to Be an Oligarch? Who Wants to Be an Oligarch? There's so much, corruption. There's so much, nonsense going on there, but there's a lot of natural resources. And there's a lot of crooked people looking to clamor to jump all over that. Biden's there, one of them.
Wow. All right, we're going to let you go. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Stay warm up there and enjoy the weather.
You got to have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. Go over there, check it out, find out what he's all about, and I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And Ron Edwards, too, coming up after the top of the hour news.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.